Hagdama to Sefer Vayikra, he writes what the central theme is about Sefer Vayikra. Like he did in Sefer Bereishis, Sefer Shemoy, Sefer Bereishis, Bran writes basically it's the Sefer of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu formed Klal Yisrael. The Sefer Shemois is the Sefer of the Golos and the Geula. Now that the materials of Klal Yisrael were gathered together, how to form them weiter and how to bring them to the Hashros Hashvin. And the end of Parshas of Sefer Shemois, the climax of that is when they built Ohel Moed, they built the Mishkan. Ukvayd Hashem Hashemolei as a Mishkan. The Kvayd Hashem filled up the Mishkan. So Sefer Vayikra deals with how to maintain that Kvayd Hashem in the Mishkan. So the first thing is Karbonus. Karbonus is the first thing that's Meinea, the Siluk Hashkin of Havos. Because if we have Aveiris and we're filthy with our Aveiris, then the Shtina cannot remain. So Karbonus was a means of cleansing us. Or Seitzach needed more than just bringing animals on the Mizbeach. It meant, you know, Avodas Halev as well. But the Karbonus, Shloshim of Kiruv, us becoming closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu making himself close to us, that maintained the Shechina. Commands the Kehanim that they have to remain holy. There's Tumas HaMikdash V'Kadoshav, which, in case it's Tumay, it causes a seal of Hashchina. Also that the Bnei Yisrael should not go past a certain gvul. And there's other Yisurim, there's the Yisurim of Aroyos mentioned in the Sefer Vayikra. Because Erva, that's a garden that the Shechina should be mistalim from Klal Yisrael. Macholos Asuras is mitamid the nefesh. That also causes the Shechina to be mistalim from Klal Yisrael. Akitza v'derech Klal, the Indian of Sefer Vayikra is how to keep the Shechina in our midst. Sai through Karbonis, and sai through our maintaining our personal Tahara. Shaitan Posik, Vayikra el Moshe, Vayidabur Hashem Elov Meyoy el Moyed Leimer. Hashem called Moshe, Hashem spoke to him from Oyel Moyed, saying, Shaitan Medrash, Medrash Rab over here, Kol Talmud Chochem She'en Boy Das, the Vela Teyve Heyman. The Talmud Chochem that doesn't have Das, but the Vela is better than it. I'll bring you a riot. He was the Avi HaChochma, the Avi HaNeviim. He's the one that brought Torah down in the Shemayim. He was Isaac in the Melechus HaMishkan. He had all of these miles. He was Kodesh, Mamish. He went up to Har Sinai. V'loynichnis l'fnai v'lifnim. He did not go inside the Ohel Moed ad shenikra, until he was called. Shenemar v'yikra Hashem al Moshe. So what's the pshat das? We didn't see das from over here. Das is the ability to discern, to differentiate. Till here I could go, till here I could not go. Moshe Rabbeinu had the das to know. He cannot enter the Ohel Moed until he's called from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as great as he was. He knew the limitations, and he knew exactly where to go and where not to go. And that a person has to know where he could step and where he can't. He has to know boundaries. Now, Shon Shvadron says, "What's Shad Kol Talmud Chacham Shein by Das Nevela Tayvayman?" So Shon Shvadron, in Nevela, everybody knows it's in Nevela because it gives off a terrible smell. So you know to stay away from Nevela, not to become Tamei, not to. But a Talmud Chacham Shein by Das, he looks like a Talmud Chacham, over Lamaisa, he doesn't have Das, and he can cause tremendous chur. How could he cause tremendous churban? So, in a couple of ways. Poshet, some of that treads in an area where he doesn't belong to tread. Let's say he doesn't know how to paskin halachas. Yet he goes into the field of psachim, he shouldn't paskin. Could cause terrible churban. Person gives aitzes. People think he's a baal mi'ayetz, right? Well, he doesn't really know how to give aitzes. He can cause terrible churban. So, kol talmud chacham shein bo das, a talmud chacham that does not know the guidelines, the boundaries, where he belongs and where he doesn't belong, that's Nevela Toyvei Menu. Why Nevela people know to stay away from? Here are the rabbi people go to him, he's a Talmud Chacham. But he doesn't know the limits, he doesn't know his limits, and Mamele can cause terrible churban. Now, I once heard, why is this Nimud mentioned Bedavka by the Mishnah? to have a connection with the Mishkan, the Dafke. I want you to the Pshat, when it comes to Dvarim Shebekedusha, this problem is magnified 1,000 times over. Because Kedusha is a very potent force. It's a very Mayudikah force. And when it comes to matters of Kedusha, when someone steps in an area where he doesn't belong, then that can cause terrible korban. You get a novice that doesn't know the first thing about a nuclear plant, and you get him to push the buttons, he has no idea what he's doing, he can cause a korban shenkamayu. And Kedusha is a tremendous force. Lidugman. In the Beis HaMikdash itself, if somebody would go in and not know what he was doing, he would cause tremendous korban in there itself. But Lamarsha, the person goes to shul, and he doesn't realize the boundaries that a shul is not his home. And what he does in his home, he does not do in shul. Speaking during davening, swandering down the chaymer advarim, shayin kamayu. But this fellow does not know the boundaries. And he thinks, it's like my house, I can say whatever I want, I can be comfortable the way I want. That causes a terrible, terrible korban. So if Dafka said over here, by the Beis HaMikdash, a person has to know that especially when it comes to Yonei Kedusha, you have to be able to have das to be able to differentiate. No, here is where I speak the rechoil. Here I cannot speak the rechoil. The mouth is a dover shebikdusha. It's used for tefillah and for taira. Shall if he said the chaymer inyan that the svarim bring down, but the chaymer hadibur. If a fellow does not know how to discern what he could say and what he does not say, that is a talmud chacham shein by das. So especially by matters of kedusha, the taira warns us over here that you have to be especially careful not to overstep your bounds and not to act in a way that's not becoming. A person will bring forth from you a carbon. You should bring the carbon. Zabrashi. The carbon is nedavid diberein. We're talking about over here a carbon nedavid. So the Stipler, the Sefer Brichas Peretz, asks a question. He says, we find numerous mitzvahs that are not a chiyuv. The Peteris nedavid. For example, the nedavis to the Mishkan, to the building of the Mishkan. The Zerus is a nedavid. It's no chiyuv to be a nazir. The Zerus is a nedavid. There's certain carbonas that are a nedavid. There's certain mitzvahs that we find, Eilu Dvarim Shein Lahem Shiur. You can give the most minute amount. You can be Maisif on your own. These are all Nidavs that are coming into his alayv. So, practice type of a membership. If this is an important mitzvah, so why didn't the Torah say the Torah is a chiyuv? And if it's not such an important mitzvah, so why have it at all? What's the getter of a Nidav? Either you're required to do it, or if it's not of significance, then don't require, don't mention it at all. What is the getter of a carbon Nidav? So he says, I'm moving the key aside. We have a mitzvah to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ahavas Hashem Yisbarach. It's very hard to command someone to love Hashem. Sometimes people are in a good matzah and they love Hashem and they feel the love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But a lot of times, unfortunately, a person, his heart is closed up, machmas tzaris, machmas pressure, whatever it is. So how does such a person reach Ahavas Hashem when his heart is closed up? Machshavah and love is not something that a person could really control. So the Stipler, that the Mesilas Yesharim says, by the Indian of Zrizus, that a person could acquire Zrizus in different ways, either from within, he thinks about the importance of the mitzvah, and he has a Zairus from within, but there's another thing called Chitzainius Ma'iris Apnimius, that if he Mizaris himself quickly, he's Mizaris the Guf, that could lead to the Zerus of the Pnimius. Chitzainius Ma'iris Apnimius, that's a big Yesaid and Avaid. He says, it's like that with all other midas as well. A lot of times you don't feel like doing something, but if you act in a chitzayin way, sometimes even in davening, your heart's not with it. But if you scream and you say it out loud, that is ma'ir the pnimius. So he says, it's the same thing with the Ahavas Hashem. Ahavas Hashem, sometimes the heart is closed and the feelings are very constricted. This is why the Torah gave us in the dove. That in the chitzonius, you're menadu takodesh baruch hu. You do an outward action. Chitzonius meir is apnimius. That's a way of being meir ahava from within. It's taken out of here. But it's a way of being meir. It's a way of being meir. Sometimes, you know, you do something for people. You know, it brings you closer to them. that the Chitzoni is the Ge'at, and the Chitzoni is the Ge'at brings them closer to you, you closer to them. Here it's the Chitzoni is the Ge'at, but the Chitzoni is Ma'ir, is Apnimius, to come to a Madrega Lahab. Vayidaber Hashem Elov, Ve'oyel Mo'id Lamer. Hashem spoke to him from Oyel Mo'id saying, what's Lamer? So Rashi brings down a Medrash. Medrash that says, Leich Emar Lahem Divrei Kibushim. Go tell Klal Yisrael Divrei Musim. Bishvilchem Unidbar Imi. It's Bishchus you that Hashem speaks to me. Go tell them Divrei Musim. B'schus them, Hashem speaks to me. So the Mepharshim ask a question, what kind of different Musar is that? If anything, it's praising Klal Yisrael. Musar is usually, But over here, Lehepach, telling them big praises. I wouldn't, Moshe, the Avi Anavi, would not be Zoyche to Hashem speaking to him, if not for the fact that B'schus of Klal Yisrael. What kind of Durei Kivushim is this? What kind of Durei Musar? So I saw a terrorist brought down from the Erlower Rover, Shimon Seifer, wrote the Sefer Shir Ma'ayin, which is in the back of the Chassam Sefer Al HaTayra. He says the following. Why is Musar called Divrei Kivushim? Rashi says in the Masechtas Tainis, the word of being Kleveish, to conquer their hearts. Speak words that will conquer their hearts. There's two different ways you can do that. You can do that by Tati giving Musar the Chaymer of Eira and such, and it's Machnia them, and it conquers their heart. But there's a different way of conquering their heart, by praising them, by telling them how good they are, and what a high madrega they are on, and the Mela, on their own, they realize Taka on such a madrega, it's a pastnish to do anything less. That's the Divrei Kivushim over here, to conquer their hearts. Tell them they're madrega. It's only b'schus them that you're zeichet to dibur. That's a tremendous thing to conquer the heart. Remember once reading Rabbi Dr. Twersky. He said he remembers when he was a young boy, he came from Milwaukee. His father was a Chassidish Rebbe there. And that was a hub where people used to pass through Mishalachim, and old people traveling from east to west and west to east used to pass through Milwaukee. A lot of times, he told me that Chachomim, Mishalachim used to stay at his house. So one Shabbos, there was a Talmud Chachom there. He heard that he was very bright. And he knew how to play chess very well. He was a young boy. So he told him, he challenged him to a game of chess on Shabbos. So Shabbos, it's good, you can play. He played with chess, he played the game. Sure enough, a while later, he gets a quarrel. His father wants to speak to him in his study. he already had an inkling what this was about. So he comes, his father sitting over his Gemara, he's learning, and he's waiting. He says, Abu Chavidi, Staza Bal Kishvin, Staza Masmid, Staza, they built him up. He's like, pass the Shulim of Shach, Shabbos, as a pass to play chess on Shabbos. He remains silent. But he had already built him up, I rabbit, for someone of your caliber. Then at the end, he asks him, no. Give him a shachmat. So he says, that was like the perfect kind of musa. He got the message across, he praised him, and he asked him also, like, I understand you, did you at least beat him? It's a kunst now to give musa, divrei kibushim. I'll tell you over a meridik in my side, I saw this week. Set over by Rabbi Chiel Mechel Stern, big rub. Rabbi Sharon Stern was the mashgiach in Kamenetz. His son, Mordechai Talmud Chacham, he said over the following story. He learned in the yeshiva by Rabbi Yaakov Naiman, the Chitzadik Lebracha, the Baal Darcha and Musar, where you do it, the Kesefer. He was roommates with a Bacher that was caught up to being an Ilui. But in Yerushalayim, he wasn't holding there. He wasn't holding anybody near Yerushalayim. He was a tough guy. Rabbi Yaakov Naiman used to go around collecting money for the yeshivas. Every week he used to go to the big shul near the yeshiva to collect money from Balabatim. And he brought a bacher along with him to help him. And also he chapped the shmooze with the bacher along the way as well. So they're walking out of the shul after finishing collecting. It was his, the Shekhil Nechel Stern's turn. They're walking out of the shul. He's walking together with the Rosh Yeshiva. And he sees his roommate walking away from the yeshiva towards them in the middle of the day, in the middle of Seder. So he's trying to motion to him, you know. You know, not the ball. And he walks towards them. I'm just not the ball that the Rosh Hashiva is there. Rosh Hashiva notices him. He says, Abu Gaitman, where are you going in the middle of the, Seder? I'm going to a movie. Chutzpah, they didn't even try hard to get from the Rosh Hashiva. This Bacher, this Rishon Mechelstern, thought the Rosh Hashiva was going to give him two pechim on the spot. Maybe you're going, but to tell the Rosh Hashiva that was such an azus. The Rosh Hashiva tells him, okay, you're going to a movie, but it's cold outside. Go get a sweater, and this way you'll be warm. You don't have to catch a cold. He says, now I'm in a rush. I want to go see the movie. That's kind of, I'm sure that the movie has a schedule, and they'll play the same movie over again afterwards. But your mother sent you to yeshiva, and I'm not ready for you. If you don't wear a sweater, you'll catch a cold. Your mother's going to have fingers on you. Says, go, get a sweater. Go buy it. Okay. I'll go. Went back, he got a sweater, and he went to the movie. That night, he comes back to his room with his roommate. What a shite I was, what did I do? I'm finished. That's such a chutzpah to the Rosh Hashiva. Finished, he's going to throw me out. Punish. So his roommate tells him, you know something? And if you get thrown out, you deserve every bit of it. The next day, this Rechil Mechelstern, he asks the Rosh Hashiva, I don't understand the Rosh Hashiva. He says, how come you didn't give him two pesha on the spot? He says, you should have given him two pesha. You know, my eye, you're such a chutzpah. So Yaakov tells him, he says, how long were you a Rosh Hashiva? He says, I'm a Rosh Hashiva already 50 years. Leave the Rosh Hashiva shop to me. Gave him a little tap on the face. I say, a love tap? Fine. Middle of Seder, the Rosh Hashiva is talking to the Mashgiach and Eshmuzin. This guy sees them. I'm finished now. He tells us his roommate, I'm gone. That's it. That's the end. Comes the end of Seder, he's standing there, his friend, his roommate. Rosh Hashiva walks towards them, says, this is it, I'm gone. Comes over to the new, what was the Schadish today during Seder? It was a good part, a good. It's not Shmuzin, not a word about the movie. He's waiting the entire day to get a Musa Shmuzin about the movie to get thrown out.
Okay.
That night, late at night, he goes to the Rosh Hashiva's house and he broke down crying. When it's Mechila, I mamish, I did a stupid thing. I mamish, I'm sorry. So the Rosh Hashiva told him, mamish, a nice edel away. He says, listen, your father doesn't have much money. He works very hard and he's moist in efforts to send you to yeshiva. Don't you want to give him nachas? He says, and don't you think on the other hand, if you don't do well, he'll be disappointed. Not only that, you're the oldest boy in your family. The way you go, you'll be a role model to your siblings. And if you don't do well, then your parents will be disappointed in all of them. You have a bigger heart. That was it. The Bacher turned into a Mishapach L'Ishacher. He became a Masmid Godel. And Imam Shu became a Talmud Chacham Godel. He married into a very, very Choshev family. So by the Chasna, this Rechil Mechel came, and the Rosh Hashiva was there. And afterwards, Rosh Hashiva meets with Rechil Mechel. He says, no, covenant. Should I have given him a patch then? Is it better that I didn't give him a patch? That's Divrei Kivushin, to be able to conquer their heart. So he said over that by the Levaya of his Rosh Hashiva, so Rechan Kreisberg spoke by the Levaya. And then after the Kfur, he got into a car with Chaim Kreisworth. This Rechil Mechel told him over the Maisa. Oy, Sashot, I didn't know this Maisa. Look at Chil. He stopped the car, got out. There were still people around the kever. Chaim Kreisworth said over this Maisa in front of everybody by the kever. That's shot. Lechem Erlehem, Divrei Kirushin. So stayed. Thank you. Torah Maimin Abin Ayayinim. This is in Capital Aleph, Pasuk Yudal, Dimin Oif Oila Karbon El Hashem. If let's say he brings a carbon Oila Lashem, Mina Oif, the Hikrim and HaTorah Maimin Abin Ayayin as carbon. He should bring from the doves or from the turtle doves his carbon. So the Ramban says, what's up is these? Ramban says that the Torah chooses these two minim because they're mitsuyin v'kroivuli tofes yaiser. It's easy to catch. They stay around their nest. They're not hard to catch. Just like you find seksovim se'izim that you're makriv by the animals, because they're also things that you don't have to go around hunting. Those are things that are domestic animals, and you're able to catch them quickly. So here also, Torah v'minayayinah, HaKadosh Baruch did not want to be matriach, Yosher Nidai, so you bring them. But what's the chilek? Why by Torah does it say Torah, the older ones? And by Bnayayinah, it says Bnayayinah, younger ones. It says, Abdur Rabban Amari Dikazach, he says, by Torah, by the big ones, it's Yodua, that they're very loyal to their Zivuk. Very loyal. They'll never leave one to go to another. Not only that, but when they lose their zivig, they're never going to go to another one, b'chlal. They're the epitome of loyalty. That's a simon of Klal Yisrael, the Davik and Hashem, and they're never going to go to anybody else. But the Yainim, the turtle doves, kanoim ma'oit. They're big kanoim. Uvikinosim yisparadu v'yachlifu. In their kinna, they easily chase away their wives. They're chayshid them of a little bit of znus. They chase them away. So therefore Hashem doesn't like them. El haktanim, the younger ones, before they get into the parsha of Zivug, so there he chooses the ktanim. But once it reaches a stage where they're mistadeh, because they're kanon b'yoyser, and they chase away their Zivug, that Hashem doesn't like. The yayna b'katnusa, he says, also is very attached to its nest. It's never going to leave its nest. It's known that all other birds, if somebody touches the nest to get eggs, the bird will never return to the nest. Masha'enken b'nei yayna, they'll return to their nest no matter what. And this is done to Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, they're never going to leave HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They always go back to their mugger, as it said, O Yehudi, O Tzoluf. Either I'll be a Yid or else I'd rather be hung. So this represents Yid. He didn't want chickens because they're known for znus. So that he doesn't want. So Yaakov Kamenetsky says a very interesting zat over here. You see, you say, kanois is a good zat. Mamedvarim amurim, if it's measured and it's done with seichel. But if it's something which is overdone and a person does it, shaloy al pi seichel and shaloy al pi taira. So then it's talking out of the thing. He says, by this yoina, what does it say over here? It says, they're kanoim b'yayser, and they chase away their zibik, and then b'hipardam b'hischalfo. They separate, and then he switches the zibik, and he takes from someplace else, even though it might be somebody else's. Right? Now, what do you mean if he's such a big kanoi? That, you know, you think it's a wrong thing to do, so what are you doing about it? Teretz didn't come out of seichel. It didn't come out of yashrus. It came out of anger. You lost yourself. That kind of kanoz the Torah frowns on, and that HaKadosh Baruch does not want as a carbon. Those are Kriyank and L'chayra, you see from this Ramban. The Shisa Oisei B'Knofav, the Hoyavdu, the Hikter Oisei HaKoyim. This is in Kapitel Aleph. Pasuk Yud Zayin, it says that by the oif, the shisoi said the knafa, like breaks it by its wings, lo yavdu, he doesn't break it apart completely, and then they're makdivin on the mizbeach. So Rashi says over here, ein lecha hegit shemeriach reach rashal knafayin nisrofin. They now shake kotzer love. A regular person, if you smell the burning wings with the feathers. It's a very miasis smell. It's a terrible smell. So it was pastors to bring it on the Mizbeach. The one moment our cause of the Hikdir, Kadeshia Heya Mizbeach Soveya Uhudur, the Korbonai Shalom. The Mizbeach should be satisfied and be beautified by the carbon of an Oni. So Kashka Lovenstein asks, how does that answer the question? Lamaisa, the question was, it was with a terrible smell. It's not Tfoida Shel Mizbeach to have such a Zach. Terence says we want it to be Soveya with the carbon of an Oni, but how does that answer the question? Dr. Bchaskul, that the ikar by a carbon is not the chitzonius of the carbon, the body of the carbon. The ikar is the pneumius that's behind it. What shall you find that by carbonis, there's zoyrik the dam on the mizbeach. Why is the dam the ikar? Because hadam hu hanefesh. The pneumius, or whatever ruchni is the kechelik of the animal, is found in the blood. There's a ruchnizdik aspect of everything, and it's surrounded, it's covered by a chaymer, it's covered by gashmus. So we're talking about over here a carbon of an oif. An oif is usually brought by an ani. An ani, it's a tremendous mesiris nefesh for him to bring a carbon. It's a chongish strength to be able to afford it. He's barely able to bring an oif as well. So the pneumius of this carbon is very valuable to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want you to bring as much of the oif as possible. Because the pneumius of this carbon, it took mesiris nefesh on the part of the ani. I want even the parts to a head in. The taco doesn't smell good. But that's the chitzonius, the good part. The pneumius shabai is the most valuable thing. And by a carbon, the ikar is what the pneumius is. Right? We find that by mincha, it says the word v'nefesh kisakriv. It doesn't say by any other carbon. By mincha, so it says v'nefesh kisakriv, favos. Because usually it's an oni that brings the carbon, and he brings his nefesh. He doesn't have anything else, right? So he brings a little bit of a gashmi, the ginyan, of his v'nefesh kisakriv. He's giving over his nefesh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the same thing with the carbon of a bird, but it's also a cheaper kind of a carbon. And who is the one that brings it? It's usually the ani that brings it. Hashem, if he's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says, I want every iota of this carbon. Because the pneumius of this carbon, it represented Mesiris Nefesh, and the ruchnius of this carbon is more chashuv to me than anything. And that overpowers the bad smell of the feathers of the krafayim. The Heshev es Hagzela Asher Goza. The Gron or Rechaim Simon Ches, he asks, Heshev es Hagzela is a mitzvah. So why is there no bracha? I should get shown him in Tzayis and Tzivonu. La Heshev es Hagzela. So Zog the Gron, because Heyosid came through an Aveira. Chachamu, they were misakin brachas. They were misakin brachas for a mitzvah to be done. But this is a kind of a mitzvah that we don't want to be done. You don't ever reach such a mitzvah. So Shalom Fizeh, the Chacham, we're not Kaveh and Bracha for it. It was a mitzvah that came through an Aveira. We don't want the Aveira to happen, to ever be misakin it through our Shabbat. So it could be it's Merumis, that's Merumis in the Pasuk. Mefarshim is, Meheshev es Hagzela Asher Gozal. What's the Asher Gozal? The Teretz of Heshev es Hagzela is a mitzvah. Of Lamaisa, it came through a Gzela, came through an Aveira, Hashem, if he's there, there's no Indian of a Brach over here. They saw a beautiful Maisa. Chaim hired a buffer to write over his Ksoven, because he needed it to be printed. So he had a bucket of good handwriting, and he paid him a certain amount per page that he writes. Okay? And he paid the buffer. One day he comes to the bacha, oy vey, oy vey, he's destroyed terribly. So what's his? He says, I stole from you, I was like Frank Zayla. So, what? He says, yeah. He says, and through my chidushi Torah, I was like Frank Zayla. I paid you because I thought you were doing 20 lines on a page. And now I chopped you, really are writing 22 lines on a page. And I didn't pay you for the extra 2 lines on the page. So the Bacha says, Meichel, no big deal, 2 lines. And above us, Meichel, it's Gzela. I should use my Chidushi Tayyu to be Abraham Gzela. The kids are, it was a whole big process to recover some of the pages were already given in for print or whatever, that to recover all the pages. And the Chofetz Chaim recounted everything. all the pages with the 22 lines. He made a cheshbon of how many extra lines the Bacha wrote, and he paid him, and only then the Chofetz Chaim was besimka. So the Bacha told the Chofetz Chaim, he says, the Rebbe was zeicha to a mitzvah they never would have been zeicha to otherwise. He said, these are kind of mitzvahs that we done, we should never be zeicha to. That's what he told him. He says, that's Eila Asher Gozal. These are things that we hope will never be zeicha to. Hagut Nishamas. Thank you.